ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به تخت اعلی.
In the path of the Imam.
In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. As a reminder, you heard the story of Imam Khomeini's arrival in Nofel-le-Chateau, a village around Paris, and we told you how his wife, Ms. Khadija Saghafi, would patiently receive guests and answer the questions on Islam and Imam Khomeini's movement. Today we are going to continue the story. We hope you'll enjoy it. Upon his arrival in Paris, Imam Khomeini resided at a three-room flat in Paris. But as the guest number increased, the Imam decided to change his residence. Hence, Nofel-le-Chateau village in the vicinity of Paris was chosen. Although the new house was a large villa, there were too many guests, especially students and journalists, so that a tent was set up in the yard. Some of the students would even stay there at nights. Imam Khomeini would perform midday congregational prayer in the yard and then deliver speech. Thus, the small village of Nofel-le-Chateau soon turned into the center of the news in the world. Hajj Ahmad, the Imam's younger son, said on those days, "We were informed that, fortunately, our neighbor was going to leave, so we immediately hired the house. We used to do some of the affairs at the same house in Paris, so anyone who came to visit the Imam could sojourn there for one or two nights. A bus and two minibuses would commute Paris Nofel-le-Chateau route. The bus driver was a detainee of the Shah regime, and the three minibus drivers were Iranians. One of them was a surgeon, and the other two were students." Dear listeners, unlike Tehran, winter in Paris was very cold, so that often there were icicles hanging from roofs. Therefore, heating was difficult. But the inhabitants would wear warm clothes, and Imam Khomeini would perform congregational prayer in the yard. The affairs of women were administered by a young lady called Ms. Marzia Dabbagh. She would check any package not to contain a bomb. The affairs of men were also administered by Mr. Mehdi Araghi, who was described by Imam Khomeini as equal to 20 men. Araghi would sleep very little, and he would say, "It is the time of working and endeavor as I have rested in prison." This was while, according to his inmates, he would rest very little even in prison. During the short stay in Paris, Imam Khomeini's wife, Ms. Khadija Saghafi, visited a few places in the city like the Eiffel Tower. She'd also paid a visit to some of her relatives who lived in Paris. On January 16, 1979, the Shah and his wife Farah left Iran for Aswan in Egypt. They had already sent their three children to the US. Therefore, his escape from the country was the top news of the day. So the news soon reached Paris, and everyone was happy, even some of the foreign journalists in Nofel-le-Chateau. Everyone was waiting for Imam Khomeini's reaction to the news. Ahmad Agha went to him and told him that everyone was waiting to hear his words on the event. Yet Imam Khomeini said that due to the approach of the time for midday prayer, he had not enough time to answer all questions. However, he sat on a chair behind the bars of the yard and congratulated the Iranian people on the Shah escape in cold blood. Then he stressed that the event was the end of the Shah criminal era. He added that he would soon announce his political statement. His statement had emphasized on a few things. The formation of provisional government, the ratification of the new constitution, and his return to Iran in the first proper time. Dear listeners, if you remember, we had spoken about the reaction of Imam Khomeini's wife on the news of the Shah escape from the country. She had said that if the Shah had listened to the Imam's advice in 1962 to join the nation and turn his back to the bullying governments, he could have stayed in the country. This clearly showed that the Imam and his family had no personal enmity with the despotic Pahlavi regime and their agents, but they were opposed to their corrupt and criminal way of ruling. Ms. Saghafi said on her stay in Nufel Lo Chateau village, "My few months' stay in the rural house in Nufel Lo Chateau was very pleasant and lovely. I was sprightly and enjoyed being with the guests."